Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports on your Saturday afternoon. Of course you are. And right now we are joined by one of the jewels in the broadcasting crown that is Radio Verum. It's the mighty Lee Canderton. Check him Monday through Thursday on Afternoon Verum's 1 till 4. But you can also get hold of him in a different guise. Multi-talented. He is a 30-plus year veteran of the squared circle, a referee and a promoter of the wrestling world. In that capacity, he's known as Lee Bamba. We know him and love him as Lee Canderton. However you slice it, he's a top man. And it's a massive pleasure to have him back on Verum Sports. How are you doing, Lee?
Hello, Tim. I've got a lot to live up to now after that introduction, haven't I?
Well, look, listen, for me, it's catchphrase. I say it as I see it, Lee. You know how it is. But anyway, goodness me, for me, it's always great to have you on Verum Sports. I'm truly enthralled by what you do because you just juggle so many different balls. You really do. But this one, the one we're building up to on Sunday, WrestleForce, you have the Lee Bamba persona. Fascinated by that. And you're 30-plus years involved in British wrestling. You've seen some characters, haven't you?
Well, that's right, yes. I mean, we go back to the days of life when I was young and watched it on the telly, and then I was lucky enough to start being involved when all the greats were still around. So with those with long memories, we'll remember the likes of Giant Haystacks and Big Daddy and Mark Rocco and the masked Kendo Nagasaki, and that's when I started, and they were still going then, so I got to referee or introduce them all. Of course, it's changed quite a bit since then. It's got, you know, more of an American feel, but it's still popular as a family entertainment, and the kids watch the American stuff, so they're still coming to have a shout. So people going and people shouting hasn't changed, although the image and the wrestlers have come and gone over the years.
I guess as with everything, things evolve and they move on. But what always fascinates me about the world of professional wrestling is this kind of fusion of sport and entertainment. But what really, really I find compelling is that there are so many different shapes and sizes and different styles and kind of sub-styles, aren't there?
Oh, yes. I mean, you've got the really big fellas, and they're still around. They're the big, you know, the monumental ones. Then you've got the bodybuilding sort that work out in the gym all the time. And then there's the kind of new breed now that's very popular, what we call, you know, the high flyers, the younger ones that, you know, and all sorts of tricks and death-defying moves that you think, well, how do they not hurt themselves every night when they're flipping off the top rope and crashing onto people? And, you know, it's like parkour. It's like, you know, street running and things sometimes, some of the moves that they do nowadays. So, you know, if you want the kind of fit young guys, you've got that, but then you've also got the big monsters and the big characters that people still love to see as well. So yeah, it still is something for everyone there.
And do you know what? That's the beauty of it, isn't it? It really is. You're going to see some great feats of athleticism, some real kind of monsters going to war, some big personalities. And the thing is, Lee, and I'm really interested in your take on this. Some people, when I talk about wrestling, they get a little bit kind of sniffy and a little bit like, well, it's all pran. And I just think to myself, well, one of the beauties of it is that we do suspend disbelief. You know, for a fact, you're going to go see, I don't know, Macbeth, High Theatre, okay? They're not using real knives, people, do you know what I mean? But for some reason, wrestling almost has to wrestle with that kind of tarnish, doesn't it? It's a shame.
Well, that's right. Yes, it is. It's a case of people do, you know, come along to let out their frustrations, to have a shout, to bring the family, to have a good night out. And you know, in the scale of things, it doesn't cost that much to come and watch a show. And you can watch these guys putting their bodies on the line. And you're quite right. You know, we watch Coronation Street and we watch, you know, Emmerdale and all this sort of thing. We know they're actors playing the part, but we still enjoy taking part in the storyline and following it through. And the wrestling's exactly the same. It is that crossover between sport and entertainment. And I think some people can't quite bridge that gap because, and certainly, you know, in the past, in those what we call the glory days of your Haystacks and Nagasaki and Rocco, and, you know, that was more sporting in that we had, you know, proper rules. The referee was there to see fair play more so than now. It's become Americanized, but people still like to go and, you know, and have a shout. But sometimes they can't quite, you know, bridge that gap, as you say, between reality, a real sport, inverted commas, and the entertainment value. But if you just go to enjoy it, you know, most people don't mind either way.
Do you know, I'm sure you're in for a treat, Lee. And I know one thing. I don't envy your role as a referee. You know, you're not just there to get down on your haunches, count to three. You got to be aware of so many things going on. And I've seen a few Facebook pictures, Mr. Canterton, of you taking what's known in the trade as a few bumps.
Oh, that's right. Yes, oh, yes. We're a part of it as well. And as a referee, you do sometimes end up on your backside sometimes. So that can happen. It can hurt as well sometimes because, you know, I'm not as fit as those, especially now. I'm getting on a bit. So it's a case of if I do fall over, I'm thinking, ow, that hurt. So, yeah, there's a lot more to it. And it's the same when you're doing the announcing as well. It's, you know, it's not just a case of introducing the guy on the right-hand side, but you've got to get the atmosphere going and the people come along and they expect you to be the master of ceremonies. So it's all a big show, but people love it.
Absolutely. I'm sure everybody's going to love it on Sunday. WrestleForce comes to Hollywell Community Centre, Watford. 3 till 5, I believe, on the Sunday, this coming Sunday.
That's right, yeah. The doors open just after about 2:30. Starts at 3, should be done round about 5 o'clock. You can get tickets in advance, and you save 10% if you book them in advance. It's on WrestleForce.com is the website address, or you can get them on the door on the day. And we say it doesn't cost a lot because it's only £12 and £10 for children or senior citizens. So you could have a good afternoon. We've got 5 matches. We've got 3 single matches, a tag match, and then the best bit, it'll all end with what we call an over-the-top rope rumble, where you've got all the wrestlers in at once, and the only way to be eliminated is to be thrown over the top rope and land on the floor. So they're flying everywhere. There's like one man surviving to the end, and he's the winner. So that's always a lot of fun. That's a good way to end the show.
Do you know what? That sounds like it's going to be, as they say, an over-the-top spectacular. Quickly, am I right in saying that there's Watford's own El Nino featuring on the bill?
That's right, yeah. He's one of those, we mentioned earlier, one of these kind of the high-flying brigade, and he is a young high flyer. He lives somewhere between St Albans and Watford, I think around the Garston area. So he's, yeah, very much a local lad. He's about 18, 19 years of age, and he's one of those that really fly around the ring. So, yeah, come along and cheer him on, because he's nice and local. And we were talking about the characters as well, Tony. We've got the Crimson Bear, who's like, well, he's a bear. He's the alpha male. He's the angry beast. He's a big, hairy predator. And he's in against a guy called Bruno Brown, and we know him as the Disco Diablo. So he's funky and feathery, and he comes in with a lit-up ring jacket and dances all through the match. So you've got, like, the bear versus the disco dancer. That's going to be, well, something else, that one.
Lee Canada, where on earth else are you going to get to see that type of, you know, collision? Goodness me. My fragile little mind is blown by that one. But of course, I shouldn't be, because it is the compelling world of professional wrestling here on our doorstep. Another one that's grabbed my attention, the Neon Explosion. Cassius, a great fighting name, one-on-one with a, you know, this word's not used often enough. It's a slightly negative connotations. Obnoxious Oliver Peace.
Yes. Yeah, that should be quite an entertaining bout as well, because they have met a few times before. It's pretty much drawn about three each in over recent months, so this will be the one that will sort it out. And Oliver P says he's fed up with fighting this guy and him like winning almost as much as he does, so he says he's determined to put him in his place once and for all on Sunday, so we'll have to see if he does, but yes.
I've got a feeling he could well be the heel in that one, the one the fans kind of love to hate. We'll find out how it all plays out. I've got to tell you, I just find this so compelling. Look, where on earth else are you going to get to see just people putting their bodies on the line, flipping all over the show. You've got a Crimson Bear against a Disco Diablo. You got a local boy, El Nino, doing his thing too. And if that's not enough, overseeing it all will be the mighty Lee Candleton in his Lee Bamba persona. Come on, gang. Get down to Hollywell Community Centre tomorrow afternoon. I'm sure you won't regret it. Lee, anything you'd like to add in closing, my man?
Well, just to say, yeah, everyone welcome. WrestleForce.com is the website to book them in advance. It's in Chaffinch Lane, which is just off of Tolpitts Lane. In Watford, just down from where Watford Football Club is, basically. You'll find it if you Google it. And, yeah, starts at 3 o'clock. We'd love to see you there, because I don't think they've had wrestling there in that part of Watford before. So it'll be a fun afternoon. So, yeah, do come along. It's going to be a cold day tomorrow. So come along and enjoy some warm wrestling.
Hey, I tell you what, I can't say fairer than that, as these guys pave new ground for our local kind of sporting experiences. Always a pleasure, Lee. I tell you what, keep warm, keep safe, have fun tomorrow. And as always, I wish you every continued success and happiness. Thanks again.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you.